fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all of our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Muck Bill Yarbrough. Sonny Young is taking a break from his mic, and I'm filling in for him here in Washington. Welcome to the May 23rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. We'll kick off today's show with more from the Basketball Africa League Season 3 playoff quarterfinals, which took place this past weekend for the third consecutive year in Kigali. Four teams each from the Sahara and Nile conferences faced off. The winners will play at the Kigali Arena in the semifinal. VOA's Sheck Tierro has more from Kigali.
The big battle kickoff this past weekend, the Stade Malien team, who's debuting in this league, dominated Cape Town of South Africa. 78-69 win, the sixth double record of the league. Aliou Jara finished with 18 points and 18 rebounds. John Wilkins had 18 points. Among those, four are 3 points. He had this to say.
No, it was not easy. And no game is easy. You can see we were up 20 at the half, and we got out with a close game, so no game is easy. Well, we expect a great battle because Reg, we play them. I think they are looking for revenge if they win. And Al Ahly is an Egyptian champion, so they know how to win big games, and they are going to be dangerous teams.
The ball elevate players, Ruben Chinyelu, also at 7 points and 10 rebounds. The second match was the home team, which lost against the Al Ahly team with 94-77. In the sold-out status of the arena, and the President Kagame was there. The Rec didn't play as collective as the Al Ahly team. Anua Onu Nuni was one of the scorers in the team. He had this to say to VOA after his victory.
We don't want to get too excited. We don't want to be too happy. Obviously, we got another game to focus on, so we just want to take it one game at a time until the championship. So I think we did a good job the second half. They had a lot of energy coming out. Obviously, they're the home team. They had a lot of fans. We just did a good job of executing in the second half, limiting the offensive rebounds and controlling the game.
The second round started with IS Zone of Senegal victory over the CFV Vera of Mozambique, 93-73. Samba Fall gave the Senegal team 22 points and 8 assists, one of the team leaders. The Memphis resident Marcus Crawford said it feels like NCAA tournament.
We just want to make sure our identity is we hang our hats on the defensive end. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we have a great mentality of everybody helping one another. Everyone here, this game is like an NCAA tournament mode. Like, it's one game and you can lose, you out. So that's a lot of pressure for some guys. And, you know, with experience comes, that you just got to play your game and let the game come to you. And that's what I try to install in everybody. And we just got to execute our game plan. I feel like whatever, both clubs are great. I mean, I've watched the instant bits of both teams. Petro, they've been together for a while. ABC, we just played them in the conference before. So it's going to be a good game regardless. Whoever we play, we're just going to be ready to play for it.
That game was followed by Petro de Luanda from Angola and ABC Fighter of Ivory Coast. This game had a basketball fan on their toes from the beginning to the end on the head-to-head game until the last minute. Petro de Luanda finally 88-84 victory was evidence of the level of coaching that saw its success in the game against Coach Liz Mills, the only woman head coach in this tournament. She said Africa does not need to go look for players somewhere else.
The fans really deserve that game as a final. It's a credit to everybody in our team. We had new additions that came in only in the last 4 days. Tyler Ongwe came in about 2 weeks ago. And the fact that we were able to compete against a very experienced team like Petro speaks of volumes for the caliber of play that we have. And we're the only all-African team. This one really hurts. Really hurts. We thought we were going to win the title. And that's why, going home, I'll be proud, but it hurts. We had Omar, Tyler, and Usman in the Sahara Conference. We would have finished fourth. I mean, we would have finished first. We would have blown Cape Town out in the quarterfinals. We would have beaten whoever in the semifinals, and we would have been lifting the trophy if we had them in Senegal. That's just the truth.
Amadou Abdoulaye Haruna, a star player of the ABC Fighter, could not hold his tear when asked about his future in the team and the league after their loss to Petro de Luanda.
As he says, the same object. I got to go back to Abidjan. We got the playoff. I got to play with them locally there. We're going to try to go back and defend the title. And then after that, we'll see, because, you know, right after that, it's going to be summertime. Go home, relax. And I ain't going to lie, this is going to hurt. This is my third time in the...
So, decisions won't be made yet. Yeah, and yeah, highly emotional right now. So, thanks everyone. Let's go.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you, guys. Congratulations, Coach.
In the semifinal, Petro de Luanda of Angola will face AS Dons of Senegal in the first game. In the second game, Stade Malien will face off Al Ahly from Egypt on the final of the Season 3 of Basketball Africa League. Sheikh Thiero, VOA News, Kigali, Rwanda.
That was my colleague, Sheikh Thiero, in Kigali, Rwanda.
Kigali, we are here for the BAL Finals. For the best of African basketball. The Sahara and Nile Conference delivered their verdict. Who will be the next BAL champion? It's game time.
VOA. VOA Africa is your trusted source for news, sports, entertainment, and music. Stay engaged with VOA Africa. We love to hear your voice. You can call us 24/7 on WhatsApp and leave a message. Leave comments, requests, or greetings. We may play your message on VOA Africa. Dial the international code +1, then 202-258-3076. VOA Africa is always happy to hear your voice. The number again is the international code +1, then 202-258-3076.
Staying with African basketball, the president of FIBA Africa Zone 3 says the BAL quarterfinals were tough and competitive. FIBA Africa Zone 3 comprises 8 countries in West Africa. The zone head says the teams in the BAL playoffs have shown quality in their games and roster. He says the semifinal games could go either way because of the competitive nature of the league. In the semifinals Wednesday at the Kigali Arena, Al Ahly of Egypt will meet Stade Malien of Mali, while Petro de Luanda of Angola will face off against AS Douan of Senegal. Colonel Samuel Amadou is the president of FIBA Africa Zone 3. Amadou spoke to reporter Mike Mbonye about the quarterfinal games of the Basketball Africa League.
The quarterfinal games of the BAL 2023 taking place in Kigali actually got off to a very good start. The games have been very, very keenly contested. The tempo has been very high, and Basketball Africa League has come of age. The games were very attractive as well, because it drew a lot of crowd. Compared to last year, the turnout this year is higher. The crowd enthusiasm is great, and the public participation is really one of joy. Overall, it shows that the teams are working harder in building their rosters. And overall, technical quality of the games, officiating, and the administration of the game so far have been top-notch. So it is a pleasure to be in Kigali, here in Rwanda, and it is a very great atmosphere for the game of basketball.
In one of the games, favorites Petro de Luanda of Angola defeated ABC Fighters of Abidjan 88 to 84. Do you is this a sign that the playoffs is very competitive?
I'm talking about the Pedro do Luanda of Angola versus ABC Fighters of Abidjan game. ABC Fighters, which happens to be the team representing FIBA Africa Zone 3, so the game was very, very hot. It was over-competitive. Both teams were at their best. From the jump ball to the final whistle, everybody was on their seat. Unfortunately, ABC lost with 6 seconds to go. When they had two free throws and a young lad was on the line and missed both free throws. Overall, this reflects on the standard of the whole games that have been played. And this can also be reflected from the points that were scored by the top players from both sides. Star player, whom we all know, Carlos Moraes, 18 points. He was MVP. And as usual, Moraes came with key three-pointers at the critical time. He showed what he could do. And while for Rabbi's Fighters, Abada, the point guard who plays for the Tunisian national team, had 21 points. If ABC had won, I bet he will have been MVP. But since Petro won, other top players like Stefan Konate, the veteran of ABC and the Ivory Coast national team, had 13 points. And the Angolans had a player called Collis. Yes, he's new to the African scene. 14 points. Overall, what I'm saying is that the scoring was close and tight, and there were other players who didn't score high but who really gave their best. The game was entertaining, it was competitive, and man, it was a good exhibition for African basketball.
Pairings for the semi-final games have been made. Are you expecting any upset at this stage?
And now to the semi-final pairings. Having watched the four teams in the semi-finals play, it is evident that it is anybody's game. Pedro do Luanda is favored. However, what determines whether you win or not depends on how you play on a particular day. And I need to say, for the first game, Al Ahly versus Stade Malien, Al Ahly, the Egyptian champions representing Zone 5, are technically sound. They move the ball well. They play as a team. They don't have superstars. And they are a machine. And many people expect them to beat Stade Malien. However, Stade Malien has their joker, which happens to be the young Nigerian kid, Ruben, who was a member of the Nigerian under-16 team to the African Under-16 Championship in Cape Verde in 2019. And at that tournament, Ruben was the highest rebounder, even though that was his first competition. The kid has come of age. He has been through the NBA Academy, and from what we saw in the first game, without Ruben, Stade Malien will have lots of problems. And Ruben has lived up to with expectation. So I expect it to be a very close game. Al Ahly has an advantage, like I said. However, it's not over until it is over. But overall, we are going to have an interesting game. The second game, AS Duane and Pedro do Luanda. As usual, everybody is tipping a Pedro. But those AS Duane guys, they have size. They can run. You will recollect that in the Savannah to conference in Dakar. In the conference in Dakar, till the last 2 days, nobody expected them to qualify, but they now chalked up 2 victories in a row that have brought them to where they are. And in their last match against Ferre Vero, they didn't disappoint. So we are hoping that they will still give their best, though Petro do Luanda is tipped, because they have the shooting machine, Carlos Moraes, and their diminutive point guard that puts people in foul problems. And overall, they are also a very well-coached team.
That was retired Colonel Sam Amadou, president of the FIBA Africa Zone 3. He spoke with reporter Mike Mbonye on the phone from Kigali, Rwanda. Remember, you can catch all BAL action right here on VOA Africa. We'll also have coverage of tomorrow's games and keep you up to date with everything BAL on VOAAfrica.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
The NBA Western Conference Finals just wrapped up with the Denver Nuggets sweeping the Los Angeles Lakers last night. The score was 113-111 despite a valiant effort from the aging superstar LeBron James, who scored 31 points in the first half and finished with 40 points. He had the ball in his hands for the final shot to take it into overtime. However, two Nuggets players defended against him with playoff-style contact and with a no-call from the referees. James couldn't land a shot to clinch the game. In the post-game interview, LeBron had this to say about the Lakers' postseason this year.
We had a great run, but you know, we fell short of our goal. And our goal is to win championships. That's what this franchise is about, and we fell short of that. So
Nikola Jokic talks about his team finding a way to slow down LeBron in the second half and getting the job done to get to their very first NBA Finals.
He was just dominating the game, but we found a way that make him take tough shots or just not easy layups or just not open shots in the second half.
There has been a lot of talk about Jokic stat padding because he's been able to average a triple-double throughout the playoffs. His coach, Michael Malone, had this to say about that comment.
Nikola's gone through 3 rounds now where he's averaging a triple-double in the playoffs. Have you seen any stat padding out there? I'm serious. Like enough of the silliness. Like, the guy is a great player. Give him his damn respect. Stop chopping him down at the knees, man. He's a great player, and give him the respect he deserves.
Lakers coach Darvin Ham wrapped up this season for the Lakers and spoke on wanting to improve for next season.
I think we have an opportunity to do something special here also, and we just got to build off of this. Everything we put into turning this thing around, we got to not only sustain it, we got to take it to a higher level, and that's what this summer is going to be about.
The Eastern Conference Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat is 3-0 in favor of the Miami Heat, with a chance to close out in Miami tonight. The winner in that series will go on to face the Denver Nuggets in this year's NBA Finals.
On
VOA Africa Radio, we let the sound tell you the story. News, sports, science, and entertainment available to you 24/7. Tune in on your local FM stations. We are also available on the medium waves, 909 kilohertz and 1530 kilohertz. Our short waves are 6080, 15580, 4930, 15165, 15580 and 17530 kilohertz. VOA Africa, your trusted source for news and information.
According to a recent report from the Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services, 1 million of Earth's species are at risk of extinction. Hi, this is Rick Pantaleo. Please join my guests and me for the Science Edition of Press Conference USA when we talk about endangered species and what is being done to protect them. Listen for it this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Bouncing off the court and onto the pitch, FIFA has unveiled its official World Cup 2026 logo and global brand during a red carpet event in the U.S. state of California. And as my VOA colleague Gwen Uten tells us, FIFA president Gianni Infantino promised the upcoming men's tournament will be beyond imagination. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Mookbill. The 2026 World Cup will mark the first time the competition is held across three countries, Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And it will be the first to include 48 teams, making it the largest tournament in World Cup history. Last week, FIFA kicked off the official countdown at a star-studded event in Los Angeles and unveiled its logo and global brand. And at the ceremony, FIFA President Gianni Infantino promised a record-setting sports spectacle.
What will happen there will be not just the greatest World Cup ever. It will be something beyond imagination. It will turn these three countries upside down and then back again. 48 teams, 48 countries participating, 16 host cities, three host countries, 104 games, more than 6 million people watching live the matches, 6 billion tuning in from home. The world will stand still and watch what is happening here. So we have just witnessed the best World Cup ever, great emotions. We will witness here in 3 years from now and starting from tonight, the best, but more.
Infantino says the official campaign, dubbed We Are 26, will be a, quote, rallying cry and a moment for the three host countries to collectively say, we are united as one to welcome the world and deliver the biggest, best, and most inclusive FIFA World Cup ever. During last week's ceremony, Brazilian football legend and two-time World Cup winner Ronaldo said he's looking forward to an incredible tournament and its newly expanded format. Ronaldo says, I think this is going to be the most inclusive competition of all time, and I think the three countries that organize it are incredibly in love with football, so they are going to do well. Co-host Canada will be first-time hosts of the Men's World Cup tournament in 2026, while the competition returns to the United States for the second time since 1994, and Mexico will host the tournament for a record third time, having staged the event first in 1970 and again in 1986. Gianni Infantino anticipates World Cup 2026 will be a huge success, and he has his own prediction for the future of the sport.
Soccer will be the number one sport in North America.
2,000 miles east of Los Angeles, jubilant football fans gathered in New York's Times Square last week to celebrate the official countdown clock and to unveil a World Cup brand of their own. We are NYNJ. New York and New Jersey won their joint bid to stage a reported 8 2026 World Cup matches. And New York City Mayor Eric Adams said he hopes the region will also be the location for the coveted World Cup final.
By bringing the World Cup here, the biggest stage on the globe, there's no place like New York, New Jersey. We are going to bring it here. 8 games we believe we're going to have. We need the finals here. More people watch soccer than any other sport across the globe. We love it so much. This is going to be a great moment for us.
World Cup matches played in the region will take place in New Jersey's MetLife Stadium, one of the largest venues in the world and home to American football teams, the New York Giants and the New York Jets. And New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says each World Cup match will be on par with the Super Bowl.
How exciting is this? The mayor just said it. We think we're going to get at least 8 games. That's 8 Super Bowls in 6 weeks. Right? Just extraordinary. And every single ticket will be sold out, I guarantee, no matter who's playing. This is going to be the biggest deal we've ever seen in this region.
All 16 host cities launched their own official World Cup brands last week. The excitement is already building ahead of the start of the upcoming Men's FIFA World Cup in just 1,112 days in June 2026. And that is all from me, Mokbill. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. Spanish police today say they have arrested 7 people accused of racially abusing Real Madrid player Vinicius Jr. 3 were arrested in Valencia for allegedly abusing Vinicius in a Spanish league match on Sunday. 4 were arrested in Madrid for allegedly hanging an effigy of the player off a highway bridge in January. The effigy was hanged by the neck ahead of a match between Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid in the Copa del Rey. Along with it was a banner saying Madrid hates Real. Also today, Spain's main soccer league urged changes to Spanish law that would enable it to take steps to curb racism in stadiums. Real Madrid manager Carlo Ancelotti expressed support for Vinicius and said he expects the Brazilian to stay with the club. He spoke on what he called Spain's obsolete protocols to deal with racism in the sport and said he would consider taking his players off the pitch if they were abused again during a game. Puma, a sponsor of both Valencia and La Liga, also offered its support to Vinicius, as did Spanish bank Santander, whose title sponsorship with the Liga ends after this season.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hi, I'm Kim Lewis. Join me and our panel of journalists as we discuss the top stories of the week, including the latest on negotiations between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on raising the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling with days before a possible default. For this and more, join us for Issues in the News this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
And that's a wrap for the May 23rd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Mukbil Yabaro filling in for Sunny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.